Saturday morning. There were long smudges on the glass of my front door. Three thick, semi-parallel smudges from what looked like fingers. They trailed from the middle of the door down to its base. Then they disappeared. Now, if they were from an animal, it wasn't any animal I knew about. If they were from a person, he was unfathomably deformed. An hour later, I discovered 9 dead deer behind my garage. Their eyes, their sexual organs, and teeth were all missing. I called animal control, and I was told that there were mutilated animals being reported all over the county. They had no explanation, but I was assured the carcasses would be picked up before the weekend was over. As I hung up, I heard something in the background on the phone. When I endeavored to shake the fear that had gripped me, I sat and I tried to watch television. The picture was distorted. I flipped from channel to channel only to encounter the same problem with the signal. For a moment, I thought that I could make out something in the static interlacing the normal programming. A shape. Goose flesh prickled my skin and my focus grew intense. I walked to the television and stared, trying to peer through the frames to whatever was on the other side. The distortion intensified and a form grew from the static. I realized the sound from the television had changed from the clipped, broken broadcast audio to waves of white noise. I heard nothing else. No birds, no insects, no hum of household electronics. Just the white noise and the pounding of my heartbeat in my ears. I was fixated on the shape. I couldn't determine what it was, but there was no doubt it was organic. It moved and undulated, getting closer to the screen before backing off. I was so close to the television I could see the pores in my skin reflected off the glossy surface. It distracted me momentarily, and that was all it took. I saw something else reflected, something behind me. I whirled around and I saw 4 of those dead deer propped onto the floor. They were arranged, they were stacked in an X shape, hooves to hooves. How they were able to hold that position was beyond me. The abyssal cavities of their empty eye sockets stared at nothing. There was a sound in the kitchen and I jumped. As if startled as well, the deer toppled over in a sickening tangle of limbs. More noise from the adjacent room. Wet slapping. The breath caught in my throat, and every old scar on my body, even the invisible ones, began to hurt. Pain radiated in waves, but never strongly enough to overtake the overwhelming terror and dread that I felt. 3 long, fleshy objects poked around the corner. I knew immediately they were fingers. They waved in a sickening serpentine pattern. Clusters of tiny, fungus-like eye stalks twitched at the end of each one. I wanted to run. I still don't know why I didn't. The rest of its body came around that corner. It was a wide, quadrupedal creature. Its one arm remained outstretched with those long fingers extended as if seeing and tasting the air. A cavernous hole opened at the center of its bulk. The ray of sunlight in which it stood clearly showed me countless moving parts within that hole, making me think of some sickening biological clockwork. The fingers moved towards my face, and I could smell their musty, rotten mushroom aroma. I stared into the maw of the thing as the parts inside moved against each other, protruding a terrifyingly calming white noise. I opened my mouth to scream, but 3 fingers slipped between my lips and pushed down my throat. I gagged and I tried to escape. I was being held in place. I could feel the eye-like protuberances growing down my esophagus. The creature walked towards me, the hole in its body opening wider, and from this new, closer view, I could see the inside walls filled with what could only be described as pieces resembling the legs of crickets and grasshoppers, all moving together to produce the wash of white noise that had filled that room. But as I gagged and struggled to free myself, the sound changed. The movements in the hole shifted. At first, it sounded like the white noise was growing harsher, but as the seconds passed, the timbre shifted towards something resembling a speech. After another movement, it was exactly what it was.
8 more of your days. We've tasted your animals. We know them. I've tasted your body. I know you too.
I gasped as I felt tendrils squirming deeper inside of me. A light outside began to grow dull red, and I heard my next-door neighbor shrieking from out in her yard.
You could be us soon. Can you taste me?
Pores in my tongue erupted and filled my mouth and esophagus and belly with a thick gray liquid, and my eyes widened. The flavor was indescribable. The red light outside intensified.
8 more days.
The fingers were pulled from my throat and I fell onto the hardwood floor. The light grew blinding and it was gone. The creature was gone. Flies buzzed around the deer carcasses. Fluid dripped down my chin and chest as I knelt and tried to write myself the words. 8 days remained in my head. My hand and fingers were numb. I glanced down and was positive the digits were longer than they had been. And now, almost 2 days later, it's indisputable. This hospital is filled with patients with unexplained deformities to their hands as well as an inexplicable growth in their mouths. Amidst the confusion and barely managed hysteria, the sound of white noises is mixing in with the raised voices. Tiny sprouts are starting to lift the fingernails from their nail beds on my right hand. Even when my eyes are closed, I'm beginning to see things from the perspective of that hand. See and taste. 6 more days. If the creature was telling the truth, 6 more days. As the sound of white noise begins to overtake the normal speech, I find myself less concerned with every passing second. Less concerned and more excited.